Listening Library presents The Water Seeker by Kimberly Willis Holt. Read for you by Will Patton. When God created water, he made the Kincaids. For water flowed through their veins like blood. So much so, they knew how to draw it deep from the earth. That was their gift. That was their curse. Father to son. Father to son, father to son. Shannon Renee Holt. Chapter 1. Bittersweet Creek, 1833. Jake Kincaid was known as the Dowser. With a forked branch, he'd made his way from the Arkansas Territory to Missouri, stopping at farms to find water for new wells. His plan was to raise enough money so he could do what he wanted and never pick up the branch again. But the dowsing was a gift. And a gift might be abandoned, but it will always be there, waiting to be claimed. One farmer didn't have money, so he paid Jake by giving him a parcel of land with a cabin. Since winter was settling in, Jake decided to stay there until spring when he'd take up trapping. His cabin sat 100 steps from Bittersweet Creek and about a mile as the eagle flew from the herd place. When their oldest daughter, Delilah, showed up at his door begging for a place to stay, he'd not been with a woman in a long time. Without thinking, he said, "Well, I reckon I could marry you." A few months later, Jake went west to trap. He left each fall and returned in the summer after the trapper's rendezvous. The life suited them. Delilah had a safe haven from her pot.